Blog Talk Radio.
I still feel 25 most of the time. I still raise a little cane with the boys. Honky tonks and pretty women, Lord, I'm still right there with them, singing above the crowd and the noise. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song, and I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. The truth about a mirror is that a damned old mirror don't really tell the whole truth. It don't show what's deep inside or read between the lines, and it's really no reflection of my youth. Sometimes I feel Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song, I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song, and I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to a special edition of What Is With Murph. Today we're celebrating our 50th radio show. Now, when I look back on 50 shows in almost 2 years, I cannot begin to wrap my head around this. You know, I honestly did not think I would stay 2 weeks on the air. And it's been we're 50 shows in, and here's to another 50, right, Emily?
Yes, absolutely.
I have a ton of people that I need to thank. Right quick, I'm just gonna run down the list here. First off, the radio host that I've met throughout this entire journey, and who have just been there and supported me, and we've really become family. I'll be honest with you on that. So, without further ado, I need to thank the following people: Chrissy, Dan, Neville, Christy, Doug, Pam, Travis, Misty, Brandon, Deb, and Lenore. Without you guys, first of all, without a few of you, I would have never gotten idea to do this little show in the first place. So thank you for that. And next up, it's the listeners. And I'm going to try my best to keep my composure here on these next few names. I try my best to keep my composure. And so if I lose it, I apologize. All right, first up, we've got Nancy, Tanya, Christy, Laurie, Trisha, Tracy, Jenny, Marilyn, Brett, Melissa, Cecilia, Kelly, Nicole, Amanda, Lisa, the other Amanda friend of mine, Karen, Leah, Nicole, Stephanie, Dominic, Cindy, Michelle, Tess, and Andy. Without you listeners, there would be no radio show. And I have to say, you guys are the main reason I do this. You're the main reason I do what I do. And I've told you this before. It's never about me. It's always been about the listeners and the guests, which brings me to my next to last list. My guests, okay? And 99% of these guests are very dear to my heart. I absolutely adore them. And there's something in the eye. Hold on. Yeah. So let me just run down this list real quick. Inky Johnson, Kathleen Getty, Jen Lilly, Cody Kitchen, Emily Wilson, Kelly Tabode, Mark Anthony Samuel, Drew Cheatwood, Mara West, Mateo Pinglis, Robert Kelker Kelly, Haley Pullis, Lily Melger, Josh Wingate, Lindsay Morgan, Aaron Chambers, and Anna Roberts. Without you guests, I just wanted to thank you guys so, so much for taking a time out of your day to support this little fan-run radio show that I created almost 2 years ago. All of you are extremely gracious and just super sweet to us fans. So there's that. And a couple of special thanks I need to put out there. And first of all, before I do this, there's a very, very dear friend of mine that I'm thinking about today and I'm praying for. I love you, Sahara. So with that, I have to thank Leah McKendrick, Angela, Carol Banks Weber, Tommy Garrett from Hollywood, who I consider you family, Tommy. I absolutely, yeah. And although we have not had this guest on the show yet, Jade Harlow, there is not a sweeter a human being on this planet. And last but not least, I have to thank you, Emily, for number one, just being my co-host, my co-pilot, my wingman, et cetera, et cetera. I couldn't do half of the stuff I'd do if it wasn't for you. So thank you for that.
Well,
and that's my little spiel.
Thank you for inviting me to do this, because we've had a great time so far.
Yes, we have.
So.
And there's something in my eye again.
okay, so now that that is
over,
out of the way, because that was very important, let's get this party going. What do you think?
Absolutely. And let's bring
on. Okay, do we have any callers?
We do. Let's bring in our first caller.
Okay.
708, you're on.
Hey.
Hey, Christy, what's up, girl?
Hey. Happy 50th.
Thank you.
Thanks,
I appreciate
girl.
It. Appreciate it. You know, and as I was telling the listeners, Christy, without your part in this, I wouldn't be where I am today. So.
Oh, that's very sweet. Well, I do what I can. I do what I can to help people out. So I'm
and you
just,
do it well. I'll say that much right now. You do it well. So, I'm
just
I'm
like
how
to
you
kill
been.
People with kindness. So that's my
absolutely.
Job.
You know, and this show, it's all about being positive on the show. It's never been about any drama or anything. So yeah.
Yeah, we're very lucky because we haven't had any drama.
Absolutely.
Like, none. Like, we have had zero, which is, like, rare because, you know, that happens. But we've been really lucky.
Yes, we have.
And we haven't had too much terrible, like, I just saw your tweet, that's why I laughed. There hasn't been, like, too much behind-the-scenes drama that's been drugged up on the show, so that's good, too. Because
right.
I know people like to call and discuss that stuff, but we don't, you know, typically enjoy discussing other people's business. And some people
absolutely.
Like that. So we've been very lucky that we haven't had people call us up and been like, so did you hear this? Because, you know,
right.
that's always... Yeah. I mean, you have to be neutral on that stuff, because it could be one of our guests that those people are talking about.
Absolutely. Did you just see my tweet I put out, Emily?
Yeah, that's why I laughed before I started talking, because it, like, popped up on TweetDeck before I was, like, I was trying to say, like, what I was going to say, and then, like, TweetDeck was, like, a new tweet, and I was like, okay.
Right. Yeah. So, but, yeah, I personally don't get into the backstage mess of some shows or whatever, you know. So
I'm like guilty
of reading
it because I do read it, but I don't talk about it. Like, I don't like
tweet
about it and stuff because I start arguments with people, and I'm like, I'm not going to fight with you over this because you don't even know, like, we don't even know the whole story. I'm not going to have an actual argument with a person over something that's not even involving either one of us. But I do read it, and I do read, like, all the soap articles and stuff and all the rumors online. But I don't make a big deal out of it.
Right.
Well, I mean, I tell you, but that doesn't count.
Well, yeah, that's true. And you know, I ain't telling anybody.
I tell my parents it. Yeah, I tell my parents because, like, I'm like, God, you'll never guess what this magazine said. This magazine said, and then nobody really cares. So it's like, okay,
you know,
I wasted my time telling you that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's always a policy, too, with me. Also, in my personal life, when you tell me something, it goes no further than me.
Yeah, like, what's the point in telling people? That causes arguments, which you're not.
And seriously.
Really
hey,
I
Christy,
really,
I'm gonna let you go because we have another caller, but
sure.
I just wanted to thank you again for
thank you, Christy, for calling us.
Everything you've done.
Oh,
I mean.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
We love you.
Hey, happy 50th.
Oh, you're awesome, Christy.
Okay.
I love you, girl.
Bye, Toby. All right, love
bye.
You. Bye.
This love fest going on the phone tonight.
615, you're on.
We need
615?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, 615.
Hello, who's this?
This is Nancy from Tennessee. Hi, Emily.
Hey, Nancy.
Hey, Nancy.
How are you?
Oh.
Hi.
We're good. We're just throwing a party that's turning into this sappy mess of emotion. But other than that,
yes, it is.
Well, I didn't hear the first part, so I don't know what took place. But congratulations on y'all's 50th show.
Thank you very
much.
Tony, Nancy,
it.
And I have been friends for so long. Like, this is, like, the first time we've talked on the phone, but we've known each other for a while, and she sends me presents. So
awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for, you know.
Yeah.
We're big Luke and Laura fans. I'm probably.
Yes.
Well, I'm an older
Luke and Laura
fan.
I think Nancy's the biggest
one.
I think she's the biggest one.
I really think I am. Yeah.
Okay, Cody, I don't know if you saw on Twitter today, but I got sassed by Ron Parlavati, which, like.
I saw that.
I was sassed by him, which means he was, like, stalking the GH tag, but that's not the point. And then Nancy, like, told him off. Like, Nancy was like, I hope you feel better now because she's only 16. And I was like, oh,
well,
my gosh.
I told him I was glad that he read the dictionary. I thought I could find him a book on writing to read. And I said, by the way, he's only 16. Hope you felt big.
Yeah, I was dying laughing. Like, I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe she said that.
Look, you have no idea how many times I wrote that and
debated about
it.
He sent me a dictionary link, like I'm an idiot, and I'm like, I know it's in the dictionary. That doesn't mean it sounded right, dude. Like, I know the word. I know it's a word. That doesn't mean you use it in the correct context. That's on you. You wrote it, not my problem. And then he like sends me. I'm like, well, and then Hazel. She got mad because he sassed us, and Hazel was like, well, at least it didn't sound awkward at all. She sassed right back.
Well,
we have so much fun.
To see if he's blocked me yet, but I do expect that to happen, and I will cry me to tears.
I feel like it's an honor now. Oh, everybody is like, I am so honored because I was blocked. I have an opinion. That means I have an opinion. Like, I mean, okay.
And it doesn't agree with his.
I sometimes love him and I sometimes hate him. Like, we have this love-hate relationship. And I'm like, okay, I hate you right now because you wrote that, however it went down, whatever went down. Then sometimes he's, like, nice, and then sometimes he's just a jerk. And I'm like, of course you said that. Why wouldn't you say that? But sometimes I love him. Like, this is a bad give and take.
Oh, well, you know, I have no love-hate relationship with him. I think
he's
a jerk
all the time.
Yeah, he
doesn't like him.
I just straight up don't. He's a horrible writer. So.
Dude, Cody, you should totally see her rants. Like, Nancy writes the greatest rants on Facebook. Oh, my God.
Wow.
And, like, she gets so passionate, and I love it. And then she has these, like, huge rants about, like, Luke and Laura, which is great. Because she hates Tracy, which is even more hilarious. And she goes on these rants in our Facebook group, and it is the most entertaining thing ever. Like, it's just the best.
I have to check it out.
Nancy's like the light in all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because Nancy like can make a point, and she can be like, okay, here's how it is, just straight up. You're all going to have to listen to this. This is how it goes. It's like this, and here's how we have to fix this, and here's how we have to do this. And it's just like,
do this and do that, right?
Thank you.
And you know, we never did anything. We never pursued it.
Well, because we're lazy people, and that's how Americans are.
This is true.
So whatever.
I guess so. Well,
this
I just wanted to call and wish y'all many more episodes, radio shows.
Well, thank you.
Thank
you.
I'm very happy for y'all.
I appreciate that, Nancy.
If GH had any sense at all, they would write a wonderful story for Jeannie Francis to play. And
preach,
Tony Geary would get his act together and get his out of his... And he would not be where he was today.
Okay.
And it not
she's such a lady about it. She doesn't even have to cuss.
Absolutely.
Like,
she on the radio.
Well, that's true. But we curse sometimes on accident. But
yeah, we do.
Okay.
It's okay.
But it's not a.
It's I'll allow
matter.
It.
It's not like. Yeah, we curse.
Well,
but not on purpose.
I'll allow it.
Not on purpose. Well, all right.
Yeah.
I love you, and congratulations to both of you.
Thank you so much.
I'll be waiting to see if we ever are able to have Jeannie on the show.
Yes, that's our ultimate dream, is to get Jeannie on this show. That's my ultimate goal in life. We want that so bad.
But now Tristan and Jess would be good, too.
Oh, yeah. Nancy was telling me we should get Tristan Rogers and Jess Nelson, Cody. I forgot to tell you because I forget.
That would be epic.
I'm 90.
That would be epic.
That would be good.
Well,
that would
be
kind of epic.
Okay, well, y'all take care. Stay warm.
All right,
thanks.
Bye.
All right, bye.
And that does it for the callers, at least for now.
Okay, well, that was very awesome because her and I have been friends for so long. And, like, well, she accidentally called me once, but we didn't really have a conversation because of an accident. But, but we've been friends forever, and she's always been super nice to me. And she sent me, like, autographed pictures of Jeannie, and she sent me a Christmas gift. And so it's just, she's a great friend, and she's really awesome about the show and very supportive. And so it's really great to have her around.
I'm glad we could bring you together, you know?
She's, yeah, she's like my, like, really older sister because she's a lot older than me. I'm 90, so it's okay. But she's like my older sister because we gossip, like, you know, high schoolers. And we're obsessed with Lamar together, and that's the best thing ever is being having somebody else that's obsessed with the same thing as you, so you can freak out about it together. That's the greatest thing in life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But, yeah, like I said, I'm glad I could bring you together, you know?
Yeah,
that's what I'm here for.
Awesome.
That's what I'm here for.
We text all day, like, every day. We've never really, like, talk. Because we never have time, because, you know, school sucks and stuff.
Yeah. Right. I get that.
Somebody else call us.
I think Celia's supposed to call sometime.
Celia, get on your game.
I think Celia's supposed to call sometime. And maybe Chrissy. I'm not sure.
Somebody will call us, for sure. We have, like, 10 minutes left. We have to, excuse me.
I hope.
If somebody call us, we're not going to sit here and talk to each other for 8 minutes about nothing because we have nothing to talk about. So somebody call us.
Yeah, somebody please call up.
Because we can't talk about GH yet because it's only Tuesday, so we can't do that. And also, we have to today for you guys.
Hold on just a second.
Okay. I saw your tweet.
Yeah.
Retweeting.
That's what I was writing, so.
But
let's hope something.
Okay, so somebody calls us, we can discuss our shows that we've done. Okay, well, first of all, anyone listening to us, why aren't you calling us right now if you're listening? Number two, anyone listening to us, send us DMs on Twitter or tweet us or whatever.
Something.
If we follow you, DM us. And tell us who you want to see on the show, because we need your input.
Absolutely, I agree.
Like, we have so many ideas, and we're trying to pursue all these ideas and, like, get amazing guests, but we want to know what you guys want to see, because we want to know what's going to get people to listen to us.
Now, sorry to interrupt just a second, but my favorite show probably of all time, there's been two, okay? The first time Kelly Tebode was on, GH's Brit, and the second time that GH's former Ellie, Emily Wilson was on, the second time she was on.
You know my favorite. My favorite. Well, I actually had two favorites. My favorite was when Kathleen Gaddy called me because she's like my homegirl, okay? And oh my gosh, I just said that on air. I can't believe I just said it. Anyway.
That's fine.
Excuse my urban vernacular, everyone.
It's fine.
Anyway.
Yeah,
anyways, guys, with my urban vernacular. Anyway, okay. My second favorite show was with Teo last week because that was so much fun. He, like, taught us so much stuff. Like,
Teo was
kind of
awesome.
Teo gave me a history lesson. He was so much fun. But
oh my god,
Kathleen and Lily calling us was, like, the highlight.
I'm not going to tell you who just favorited my tweet.
Who favorited it? No, don't tell me.
I'm not
going to
tell you.
I have TweetDeck open. I can look at myself.
If they call in, I'm
going to
wait.
Maybe Marl. I'm going to pee my pants. Oh, she's probably listening.
If they call in, I'll let you know if they call
in. If they call in,
I'm not going to.
I saw it on TweetDeck. It was Mara.
Uh-huh.
Sorry. TweetDeck told me.
Right, that's fine.
Maybe she'll call us. Mara, call us. We love you.
Please.
We're so desperate, Jesus. This is bad.
We
have 4 minutes. Well, somebody call us. We can't do this for 4 more minutes. No, we got 15 more. So somebody.
Yeah,
if you don't call
us
in like 4 minutes, if you don't call us in the next 4 minutes, we're not going to be on the air for 45 minutes tonight because we have nothing to talk about. But Mara West favorited his tweet. Everybody stay tuned.
but anyway, going back to
now I can't breathe, thanks.
Going back to
breathing.
My favorite radio shows. A big reason that Kelly Tebode is one of my favorite people of all time is that she is just so real and just so sweet and so down to earth, and she almost made me cry on air one time.
Both of your shows with her were really good. I listened to them both. I forgot what, like, all everything that went on because I listened to it at, like, midnight in bed.
Right.
I may
right.
or may not have fallen asleep. But I listened to both of them. I also listened to, because I was binge listening to your shows the night before
right.
I started doing shows with you. So, they all blur together in my mind, but I loved those times that she was on. And I don't know who else I listened to, a lot of them. I listened to Mara's show with you. But my favorite was Kathleen.
Mara is...
Because that was fun.
Mara is the sweetest, classiest lady probably ever.
We have such a... Okay, I don't have a southern accent, but, like,
right.
when we say her name, it comes out southern, because she doesn't say her name the way we do, but we're both from the south, and I don't have an accent, but, like, it comes out like that.
Right.
If
but
I had
talked
to Nancy any longer, I would have had an accent.
And speaking of southern accents, the first time Kelly Tebode was on the show, she told me... there, she's like, I think my southern accent's going to come out talking to you.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
The
yeah,
first time she
well,
was on the show, I was like, okay, wow.
I don't think that I have one, but people tell me I do, and I'm like, you're crazy, I don't have an accent.
People
tell
me that all the time.
But you have one. I don't, and I don't live in the South anymore, but people tell me all the time that I have an accent, and I'm like, I don't have an accent. I didn't even, like, I don't even live there anymore. I lost my accent, guys. And they're like, no,
I don't think
have
I have
accent.
An accent. I don't think well, I
yeah,
have an accent.
Yeah, but you're used to it
because
you live in Tennessee, so, like, you hear it all the time. I have an
accent
on my grandparents because I live in Alabama for the whole summer. So when I come home, everybody's like, you're so southern. Like, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
My mom has an accent because she lived there for so long.
Wow.
Okay, wait, I just want to debunk something really fast. So there's a casting call out for a General Hospital female, and it is a Hispanic woman.
I saw that.
The same age as Teresa Castillo, and everybody thought that they were recasting her, and it's not true. Michael Fairman just tweeted that the ABC rep has confirmed this. So everybody, quit losing your marbles over it. They are not recasting Sabrina. They are casting someone else who's probably related to Sabrina. Everyone calm.
I just saw that.
Yeah, I just noticed
that.
It was a big deal this morning because everybody's like, they're recasting her. No, they're not. They're casting somebody
absolutely
the same
not.
Age who's also Hispanic who's probably going to play a family member of hers.
Mm-hmm. Right. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And we have about a minute left of the live stream. We've got about a minute left of the live stream. So.
Come on, Mara, call us. You have a minute. We love you. Please call us. We'll be BFFs forever. Somebody call us, please, so we can talk to you for, like, 20 minutes. Kathleen, I see you on Twitter. Kathleen, I know she's on Twitter, and so is Mara, so call. Well, they may be working, but whatever. Kathleen, Mara, anyone. Lily,
a fan of
maybe.
A fan of the show just DM'd me, so I don't know.
Call quickly, person. You have 28 seconds, or you can't call.
Yeah, you have, like, 10 seconds. Call. Please.
You have 24. I don't want to start counting down. Like, somebody call us, because we're not going to sit here and BS for the next 15 minutes.
15, 20 minutes, I know. Seriously.
Well, we could. I mean, it's like people
right,
stop listening after the live stream, so we could do that.
We very well
come
could.
Come on, somebody, 10 seconds, please. Please, we
it's
love you.
Happen.
Call us. It isn't going to happen,
not happen.
This time.
No,
well, it's okay, Mara. I forgive you, Mara West. I forgive you.
I forgive you
for
Mara.
Not calling me. Mara,
absolutely.
You can still be my best friend forever.
My BFF.
She can be my BFF, and, like, when I marry Tyler Christopher, she can be in the wedding. Oh, I think I know another one of my favorite shows. When I, on live on air, decided it was a great idea to tell everyone that I was going to marry him. And, you know, Tyler, if you're listening,
right.
That was with Leah. We had a great show. Well, we can keep
that was
talking,
kinda awesome.
Even though we're not live anymore. Yeah.
Right.
Me asking if you can marry me on the air.
I'll tell you.
You know what?
Probably the best show I've ever been a part of was when I had a Lindsay Morgan on, who played GH's Christina. She.
I didn't listen to that, but I should.
There for a second. She turned the tables on me and started interviewing me there for a second.
See, like, I'm not that bad. I wasn't a fan of her as Christina, but, like, I liked the actress. But I didn't like her in that role as Christina. Because I like Lindsay as Christina.
But she's a sweetheart.
But I like Lindsay.
Lindsay Morgan.
Nobody called us. I'm depressed now. But Nancy called us, which is awesome. Because I texted her earlier and was like, you better call me. Like, I think I threatened her. But she was in a good mood because she had just sassed Ron Carlovati. So we were in great mood.
Wow.
And then she, like, sassed him to, like, the max. That is how a Southern lady takes care of a problem. And I was in a great mood, and I was like, you need to call tonight. And she's like, okay, what time is it on? I'll try and call. And, you know, she's just doing her thing. She called us up, which is awesome because she's awesome.
Well,
nobody can call us now, but I don't want to end the show. We're supposed to have a party, and these people suck, and they didn't call us. Just kidding. You don't suck. We love you all. I didn't mean that.
My buddy Amanda's in the chat room. So.
Well, that's cool. If I insult you, I apologize.
And my dear friend Amanda's in the chat room.
Oh,
so
I
that's
know
funny.
Her from Twitter. She does all the
pictures,
Yeah, that's
all the
how
fan
I know
art,
I follow her on, like, I follow her on Twitter and on Pinterest because I kind of stalk her images, which is awesome that she makes them.
I follow all of her, like 20 accounts, I follow them all.
Yeah, I follow all of her, like, accounts where she posts images because I love them all.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
I end up saving, like, a million of them, and then I never have anything to use them for. It's really depressing because I love them, and so I save
Amanda's
them because they're pretty, and then I never use never anything to use them for.
Amanda's an absolute doll.
Oh, fun story. So earlier, when the whole grammar argument was going down, oh, by the way, for anyone who wants to know what it was about, the word was alibi, and I didn't think that it was a verb. Apparently, you can make it a verb. It still doesn't sound right, but you can do it.
You can make
anyway,
it a verb, apparently.
You can. It just doesn't sound right. That was the whole point.
Right.
But they said it on GH, and then Hazel, my friend, was like, I didn't know that was a verb. And I was like, that's because it isn't. And then, you know, Ron saw it. I don't know how, because he does not follow me. He does not follow her. Which means he was stalking that tag again. I felt like I couldn't even tweet. I felt like I was being watched after that. But anyway, then he sent us a dictionary link, and in this link it explained how you can make it a verb. And it's like, just because you can make it a verb does not mean it sounded right. That was the point, sir. But anyway, that was fun. Not really.
Anyway, whatever. Anyway.
I got a tweet from him. That's my second tweet from him. The first one was nice, not sassy. So that's all it was.
He didn't sass
me the first time.
He actually retweeted me once.
Yeah, he's, like, favorited my tweets before. And one time, people were all up in his Twitter feed saying that they hated the vampire storyline, which I liked because I was a poor Charles fan. And so I was like, during this time of hate, I'm going to take this moment to say that I actually liked the story. And he was like, thanks, Emily, with, like, a smiley. Yeah,
wow.
He favorited and tweeted me back. And then...
Wow. That's awesome.
I've, like, hopelessly been trying to get another tweet out of him all this time, just why not? Because, like, it's bragging rights, pretty much.
Right.
Which sounds shallow. I didn't mean it that shallow, everyone. And
that's not shallow.
I got one today, but it was me being fast for my grammar nastiness.
Right. But anyway.
My dad called me a grammar Nazi. I'm like, hey, whatever. He got me a tweet. It wasn't
that's
even
funny.
Directed at him. I don't know how he saw it. It was like he was trolling, which is funny because I don't suspect that people do this, but apparently they do. So everybody watch your back. But like, I don't know. Now and then I felt like I couldn't tweet, and I felt like I was under patrol, and like I could not tweet after that.
You know how I was talking about Jade Harlow earlier?
Yeah.
I'm working on a date and trying to hopefully have her on the show.
Awesome. Guys, listening to us, well, you're not listening to us right now because we're not on live stream anymore.
We're not live right now.
Which is good.
But,
because I'm over here saying retarded things, but that's okay. Even if I shouldn't have said that word, that wasn't nice either. Jeez, what? Things come out of my mouth that shouldn't because I don't think before I speak, and then, you know, I didn't mean that, everyone. I meant stupid. Okay. Anyway. Back. Jeez, nothing comes out right. Now I'm the bad guy. Nobody send me hate mail for this. I love you all. BFFs
yes,
forever.
I love you all. No hate mail, please.
If Mara West listened to this, she'd think I was a freaking stalker. Like, after all that I said, Mara would be like, this chick's crazy. I don't know what's with me tonight. So I apologize. Anyway, children listening to us, to all my little people who are listening to us, we love you, and I don't mean anything that I say because I don't think before I speak. And that's okay, because that's who I am. But Thursday night, we have Kristen Burt from AfterBuzz TV, and I'm going to interview her, and Cody's going to kind of be my wingman, which is kind of awesome, because we have never done it that way before.
Mm-mm.
So we're trying something new. Kristen and I have been friends for a really long time, and she's awesome, so that should be exciting. Also, for anyone
Kristen
concerned...
Kristen is pretty awesome, isn't she?
Yeah, Kristen's a lot of fun. I've known her for a long time. Mm-hmm. She's the reason I'm, even doing this show. Like... Because I wasn't even interested in stuff like this a year ago. And then I first, and then I was like, well, her life's cool. And then she sort of, told me to take journalism, and I listened to her. So for anyone who's concerned, for anyone who, tracks these things, Friday is Lisa Loves Sister's birthday. If anyone is interested in that, send her mail.
And that happens to be our Geek Recap show Friday.
Yes, it does. I don't know why it's in my calendar that's her birthday, but it is. So apparently I just wrote that down randomly when I wasn't thinking. But anyway.
Happy early birthday there, Lisa.
Yeah, happy birthday, Lisa, even though you're probably not listening to us because
we
don't know we exist, but we love you.
Seriously.
Let's be BFFs. You can be my other BFF.
My other BFF.
You and Mara. Let's all be BFFs together, okay? Oh, and Emma Stan.
Mm-hmm.
I love her. Shout out to Emma, even though she's not listening to us either.
Right.
Emma, I love you so much. Emma Sam says she loves me back, so everybody can just invite me because Emma's my best friend. Anyway, just kidding. She's not my best friend, and I didn't mean for you all to invite me because that's not nice. But for real, though, Emma's awesome. We're going to try to get her on the show, guys. So, anyway, not the point. I need to stop talking. Jesus, everything that comes out of my mouth is bad. I need to just stop. Nothing comes out right today.
Here.
Can't even right now. Okay. Anyway, we're trying to get some more really cool guests on for you guys. And
yes, we are.
A fun story. I'm not going to tell you who it is because in the off chance that he doesn't end up as a guest, that would be awkward. But last night at midnight, I'm in bed and I was I think I'm going to DM this actor, even though, it doesn't matter. And I'm going to ask him to come on the show. And, I didn't have the nerve to do this during the day, but for some reason, when it gets dark outside, everybody has, massive nerve.
So when it's dark, you're Superman.
Yeah, so I, DM him. And so we're waiting on a response. But anyone, but anyway, if he ends up as a guest, you guys will be really shocked. This person is our guest, and you'll probably all be excited because it's pretty awesome, and I'm pretty excited even though he hasn't replied to me yet.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you who it is on the off chance that he says no, which I doubt. But still, with my love, that wouldn't be how it went down.
Absolutely.
But,
it's always Murphy's Law. What can go wrong will go wrong.
Exactly. That's why I'm telling them who it is, because I'll screw it up somehow. That's why I was saying this person. Well, you guys know it's a guy. Good luck figuring out who it is. You'll never freaking guess. Well, that was nice, too. What is this? Oh, my gosh. Everything that comes out is just... Oh, did you see what I tweeted earlier? I was this is funny. For anyone, everybody, One Life to Live fans, AMC fans, this was, dedicated to you. I tweeted out earlier the link to the song Let It Go from Frozen, and I was
I saw
near
that.
Prospect Park.
It was hilarious.
Everyone thought it was hilarious. And
it was so funny.
I was everybody said that. And I was they need to just get over it. Maybe this will inspire them.
It was so freaking funny.
Freaking out because they think Prospect Park started another lawsuit. Because the other day, in Maxie, when they had all the scenes in Maxie's apartment, she had a DVD on her mantle. It was like one of the DVDs from One Life to Live that one of the people on that show, like one of the characters made. So everybody was like, Maxie has so-and-so's DVD. I don't know who it was. That's why I don't know their name. But anyway, everybody's like, great, time for Prosper Park to start another lawsuit. I was like, I didn't even notice, so they're probably not noticing. They probably don't even watch it.
Yeah.
But only one followed me to tweet them that beautiful song.
You know, we've only got like 5 minutes left of this live or of this archive stream, so I'm gonna wrap up real quick. But I wanted to thank you for being my co-host and wingman, et cetera, et cetera.
Wingwoman, thank you very much. No, I'm just kidding. I'm on a roll.
Like I said earlier, I couldn't do half of this stuff without you. So,
that's awesome. As you should say. Makes me
it's
feel
always
very
a pleasure,
good to know that I'm actually doing something that's helpful.
It's always a pleasure co-hosting with you. You know.
Well, thank you.
And I love you, so there you go.
Love you, too. Okay, I'm going to do quick shout-outs, even though I'll probably forget, like, half the people because I can't remember crap because I'm 95. But anyway, quick shout-outs to, like, everyone who's called us because I love you all, and you're now my friends, even though I didn't know you before. Nancy, for being super amazing and supportive, even though she can't always listen because she works. She's a teacher. Thank you, Nancy. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kristen, for, like, starting this whole thing. And to, like, all my friends who, like, because I'm not going to name them all because I can't, like, think of any right now because I'm on the spot. But, like, all my friends who I'm, like, close with who, like, support the show and pimp the show out, especially Andy, because Andy's in the U.K., and it is 11 p.m. there right now, and
Andy's
listens
incredible.
To us every week. Andy's absolutely incredible. We have been friends for so long. He's
Andy
awesome.
Andy's incredible.
So, Andy supports everything that I do, and he's anybody that I am friends with, he automatically supports them as well. It's really great. He's, like, in all my social circles, on all my sites. So special thanks to him and Nancy because Nancy's amazing, and all of my friends who send me gifts because they think, like, I deserve them for doing this show. People sent me presents after I started this show because they were proud of me, and I was like, thank you.
That's awesome.
That's how I got the autographed picture of Laura Wright. Somebody went and met her and got that for me as, like, a gift
I was wondering
for
about
starting
that.
The show. So
I was
that's
wondering
her
about that. Yeah.
Thank you to all those people because they're amazing. And also thank you to my future husband, Nicholas Cassadine, just for being hot, just for being you. Thank you, Nicholas. I love you. And thank you, Kathleen Gaddy, for being so nice to me, even though I was fangirling out the like off the wall when you called me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being so nice to me and accepting my fangirl. And who else? I think that's it. But thank you, Tyler, for being attractive. That's the most important one. And now we have 2 minutes left, and we've got it.
I'm going to I'll let you go, I think, and I'm going to wrap up here,
let me say one more thing. Thank you to Cassie at so much, her Twitter's at so much whatever. She's super nice, and she's very encouraging, and she's like, she agreed that she will set up a date with us, and she'll come on the show and chat with us, because she writes a soap blog. She's super awesome, so.
Okay.
Yeah. So, thank you, Kathy. And now we're at the end of our live stream, so we should shut up now.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be talking to you later, okay?
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, bye. I hope you enjoyed our 50th radio show. I think that about does it. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.